Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Many of us were struck by a story in yesterday's Boston Globe about the Boston Fire Department. In essence, the story comes down to this. Boston firefighters are being paid for shifts they're not working. At issue is something called shift swapping. That's when firefighters ask colleagues to trade shifts. It's like, I'll cover your shift if you'll cover mine, which enables firefighters to organize their schedules in a way that suits them best. The problem is, some firefighters aren't repaying the favor. In some cases, they've had their colleagues cover months, even years, of their shifts without paying them back. Meanwhile, they're still collecting salaries, qualifying for pensions, and costing taxpayers money. The story was reported by a team of journalists and students led by Walter Robinson, a journalism professor at Northeastern University and a former reporter at The Globe. And Walter Robinson joins us right now. Welcome to Radio Boston, Walter Robinson. Good to have you.
Well, nice to be on, Anthony, and I should say welcome to you as well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Great to talk to you.
Well, it's good to talk to you. So first of all, explain how shift swapping is supposed to work. My understanding is there's nothing wrong with it in and of itself, and firefighters are allowed to do it, correct?
That is correct. It's fairly benign in its concept, and in most fire departments, which we checked around the country, when you borrow a shift from somebody works a shift for you, you pay it back pretty quickly, and the balances are not allowed to be accrued. In Boston, however, it's gotten out of hand.
Your report found some crazy examples of real excess. Tell us the story of firefighter Gregory Burton that you wrote about.
Well, Greg Burton is, he's a terrific firefighter. I say he's back on the job. He resigned in 2007 when they called him in on the carpet to explain how it was he had accumulated a debt of over 500 shifts that he owed to his colleagues who had worked for him.
Now, Walter, just to give our listeners an understanding, that's nearly 3 years of work, correct?
That is about 3 years of work. And Mr. Burton, at that time during the real estate boom, was running a fairly successful real estate business, and so had a need to be on that job, and other firefighters were working for him huge numbers of his shifts. 1 year, for instance, in 2004, he borrowed from other firefighters, if I can use that phrase, 120 some shifts, and he actually only worked 30 shifts in the whole year. Which is a little over a month's worth of work. So this has become a huge problem. It came to the attention of the command staff, we're told, only in 2007, and they called in the people with the highest balances, including Mr. Burton, and told them to fix it, not to do this anymore, and most of them actually have gotten worse since then.
Well, Walter, what's the real problem here? I mean, it seems to me there are two problems here. One, you've got a group of guys who seem to be operating by a different set of rules compared to sort of most folks out there. But in the end, the firefighters are there to man the engines. They're fighting the fires. What's the broader concern from the public's point of view?
Well, the broader concern is we have a department here, and this is certainly not the first example of this, in which the convenience of the firefighters, in effect, takes precedence over the needs of the fire service.
Hmm.
I mean, if you think of it, somebody who's been out of work for several months and then comes back in, you wonder how he could remember how to slide down the fire pole.
Right.
So it's a serious problem in terms of staffing, training, people who are out that long miss training. And the biggest problem is that the taxpayers are, in effect, paying for pension and retirement benefits for people who really haven't worked the time.
And didn't you, your investigation also found this problem, and that is, so someone's out, another firefighter agrees to cover his shift, but then that person who's covering the shift calls in sick.
Right, and that happened over the prior 4 years, 29,000 times. The
Good
firefighter
Lord.
Who had agreed to fill in for someone called in sick. And about half that time, the city had to pay overtime, and that was millions and millions of dollars.
So this is costing Boston residents money.
Oh, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
And it's it's an issue. Management doesn't have the control it needs of that department. And it's been a longstanding problem. You may remember 2 or 3 years ago, there were stories, which we also did, about over 100 firefighters happening to suffer their career-ending disability injuries while they were filling in at a higher grade at a higher pay rate. So they get bigger disability pensions.
Yeah, and I remember, if I recall this correctly, you reported on a firefighter, speaking of disability claims, while he filed a disability claim and then continued to moonlight as a bodybuilder, correct?
That's correct. He was in, and we had a video which we put online, which I think 80,000 people watched, of him in a bodybuilding a competition while he was declared unable to work and out on injured pay at 100% of his pay tax-free.
Jeez. Well, Walter, I know you did because I read it. Give us a sense of what the authorities told you. You approached Fire Commissioner Roderick Frazier. What did he say about this practice?
Well, it's a practice that he recognizes is a problem, as does his chief, Ron Keating, and they're trying to get it fixed. But you're looking at a department where the top managers are trying to change the culture, and they're three ball jugglers who have five or six balls in the air at the same time. And frankly, on this one, I think the commissioner dropped one ball because firefighter Burton, who resigned in 07, even though he owed all these shifts, he was hired back last year by the commissioner.
Hmm. So he came. So he's working now. He had retired, and now he's back.
He had resigned, owing over 550 shifts, 3 years of work, and then last year the commissioner hired him back. And he's, his attendance and work since then has been exemplary. But that doesn't exactly send the best message to the troops when you're saying you're going to get tough on this practice.
And what happens in terms of all those shifts that he owns, that he owes his fellow firefighters?
Well, there's not with respect to him, but it's well known within the department that many firefighters who have borrowed these shifts have, settled their debt under the table in other ways with their colleagues by paying them cash or doing renovation work for them and that sort of thing.
I see.
Mr. Burton says he never did that, and there's no evidence to suggest otherwise.
But obviously this compensation would be compensation that would be not taxed, would be untaxed.
And it would amount to tax fraud if, in fact, any investigative authority would ever look into it. My understanding is that when the FBI was in there 2 or 3 years ago, they were told about this and they decided it wasn't worth pursuing.
Well, Walter, thanks so much for joining us today and talking to us about this story. It was a terrific piece. I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much, Anthony.
That's Walter Robinson. He's a journalism professor at Northeastern University and the former editor of the Boston Globe Spotlight team.
Coming up after a quick break, a new early pregnancy blood test for Down syndrome. It could be on its way. Does that sound like a major medical advancement or eugenics to you? That's our talker next. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.